You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. Joins us now from NHL.com. DVD, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you know how to say his name properly?
No, I just have to know how to spell it. So, I don't have to know how to say it. Just have to make sure I got it spelled properly. So, yeah. No, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, good. Well, I think I got close, but I might have, just for fun. I'm going to have to look it up here. Coming up just to see.
There's a pronunciation guide, I think, the NHL has.
Oh, yeah. No. I had it. I just hadn't. I hadn't looked it up, and so now I'm going to look it up as we're speaking and see how far it's Vladislav Koliakonuk. Oh, wow. See, look, I was close.
Koliakonuk.
Yeah.
Koliakonuk.
Yeah. Okay. Koliakonuk. There we go. Koliakonuk. Say it quicker. It's a little bit smoother.
Okay.
The Edmonton Oilers. We had Ekholm earlier today talk pretty openly about like. And you can't downplay the mental wear and tear. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact. And you know what? We played a lot of hockey emotionally. Maybe physically we're not where we want to be. You know, the system's the same. We're just making more mistakes than we have in the past. And you guys kind of be like, hey, like we're at 25 game mark here. You can't keep waiting, to get into it. Otherwise, you're in too deep of a hole. And they did show signs, not perfect yet, but the last few games, a little bit better. Do you think they can continue it, or is that first home game after a long road trip going to be their downfall?
Yeah, that always is. It always is a tough one, that first home game coming back. They have the home game. They got a couple of days off, then they got to go to Seattle this weekend. It is always tough, but I think there's a point where you got to stop making excuses and just go out there and play the game. And traditionally, yeah, the Oilers have struggled coming back from a long road trip. They played a really emotional game in Florida, and they need to expect a really emotional game from Dallas. And I was in the Dallas room this morning, and the way the Oilers went feeling into Florida, about Florida losing the Florida Stanley Cup Finals, is the way the Stars feel about the Oilers losing in the Western Conference Final 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So they're going to be fired up to play Edmonton tonight, and the Oilers have to be kind of match that intensity. Now, and I don't know if Florida was able to do that for their game, but the Oilers have to find that because they know they're going to go up against a very, very motivated hockey club here tonight that, has a bit of a grudge. They've lost 2 years in a row. Dallas has gone to the Western Conference Finals 3 years in a row. They haven't been able to get over the hump. They got rid of their coach. They brought in Gunnlaugsson. Now this team thinks that they can get their back there again, and this is the Oilers are kind of a hurdle to that. So they're going to have to match that intensity. They're going to have to come back and play hard against this team. And the Oilers, they caught a break in Florida. They caught a Florida team that had a lot of injuries. And now they caught a break where Dallas is missing, three top defensemen. Harley's not out. And then obviously Rantanen is suspended. So they won't have to deal with him. But there's still a lot of weapons on this Dallas team that the Oilers have to contend with. So, but yeah, I think the key for Edmonton today is having to match that intensity and know that your opponent is really going to be fired up to play tonight.
Yeah, well, hey, Jason Robertson, that's the guy who got a mark, man. Like, ridiculous numbers. 10 goals in 6 games and 14 points. Like, I don't care. You go through any 6-game stretch of the season, you got 14 points. Like, that's a half a season for a lot of players in 6 games.
Yeah, we were talking to Glenn Gludson about him this morning. And, Jason Robertson's a big, strong player. He's not particularly a super speedy guy. He just gets in the right places at the right times. And he's got a real good head about the game, and he knows where to be, he knows where to go, and when he gets those opportunities, he's burying those opportunities. And we've seen that kind of development of him last year. He was hurt at the beginning of last year, and then when he came back, he was really kind of that whole Four Nations thing. He admitted that it had bothered him trying to make that Four Nations team. He's going to be on the U.S. Olympic team. I don't think there's any doubt about that this time around. But he's just going out there and playing and playing this game, and you can kind of see the maturity in him. As we've seen him come through here in the last 3 or 4 years, some of these kids are getting, more mature and older. And I think he's one of those guys that is just a solid hockey player. He knows where to go. He knows what to do. And he's getting the job done now. And they need that from him. They need him to step up and play that role because They got some older guys on that team. You know, Matt Duchene's not playing tonight. He's still out injured. But they do got some older guys on that team that, you know, the young guys have to kind of step up and maybe take the mantle a little bit here.
Derek Van Diest joins us, Oilers hosting the Dallas Stars later on tonight. Stu Skinner had, and Calvin Pickard, I would argue it's the first consecutive solid performance from goaltenders that the Oilers have had all year. They've had good games, but not in, like, they didn't have a dominant game, but they are both Tampa and Florida. They got 3 out of 4 points and their goaltenders were good, right? They each made over 30 saves, you know, so the Oilers would say, hey, we probably got to give up a little bit less chances. Now, they weren't that many glaring chances like they have in the past, but I look at Stu Skinner and Calvin Pickard was very honest going into that game that, you know, he hadn't had a good game all year and he's like, I need a good game. And he played well. And Skinner needs to get on a stretch here where he has more than just one good, one bad, one good, one bad. He's got to get into a little bit of a rhythm.
Yeah, he does. And I think the thing I've said about Stuart Skinner is that he's got to eliminate that one bad or one questionable goal a game that sometimes he lets in. And I think, you know, you don't have to be lights out every night, but you got to be solid. And you have to make the timely save. So when your team is battling back, and they cut the lead to one, you got to make that save to keep it, you know, like we saw, you know, on the road trip. You got to keep it 4-3, and you let in that 5-3 goal. That's really kind of disheartening. So he's just got to be more consistent and not let in that bad goal. I think, you know, he's a good goaltender, but that's the difference between the good goaltenders and the elite goaltenders. The elite goaltenders are not going to let in a bad goal, maybe one every 4, 5, 6, 7 games. You know, the good goaltenders, they'll do that one every 2, every 3 games. There's a goal that you go, and that was a bit questionable. That was a bit leaky. And I think that's where he has to improve. And that comes with experience. That comes with age. But I do think that that's where the Oilers want him to be. They want him to be to get to that elite level and make that big save, make those timely saves. And when the Oilers are pushing and the direction's all going one way, they don't want him to come back and score a goal. And how many times have we seen the Oilers really control the play and then just have the other team come back and score a goal that, you know, you know, it's got a bit of an odor to it, I guess you could say. But that's what where I think he's got to eliminate that. He's got to eliminate that bad goal.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally valid. And it just starts with, you know, we've talked to Kevin Woodley about the technique, and he's seen some things in Skinner's game that he thinks are coming. He says it's just going to take some time to get a little bit more comfortable with it. I don't know if the organization will have that much time for it. We'll see. But the other thing is, in November, really, after a tough October for a lot of guys, Evan Bouchard's game in November DVD has been top shelf. Like, he's played almost as well as he's played, maybe not the same as he has in the playoffs. Like, he was the best player on the ice for Edmonton against Florida. And I think you can make the argument the last month in November, he's been their best player.
Well, yeah, and I think with Evan Bouchard, there's little intensity to his game. Like, I think that's the urgency or intensity to his game. I think maybe that's the frustration. Seems to play the game at one speed, but he's an intelligent player with the puck. And I think that's the one thing. He's probably a very good passer. He probably makes the outlet pass as good as any defenseman does in this league. It's just the mistakes and then the losing track of people in his own zone and the lack of awareness. I think that's what got him in trouble early on in the season. He would compound that. He'd give the puck away, and then he'd lose his man in his own zone. And it just kind of compounded that. I think his game is starting to get a little better. I do think that not having coffee behind the bench was a detriment to his game early on, but I think now he's kind of starting to pick it up. And he's a very good player. It's just a matter of you got to get those mistakes out of your game and those 5-bell horrendous mistakes, horrendous giveaways. You got to get out of game. And I think his defensive awareness has to be a little better. And I think we're seeing that now as he's getting a bit more comfortable in the season. We're seeing that, yes, he's playing better defensively. He's making better plays with the puck. He's not soft on the puck, which maybe he was a little bit earlier this year. And he's making, you know, he's making the good plays both on the blue line and in his own zone in, you know, the last little while. So, yeah, I think he can build off that game in Florida. I thought it was a great game. And then now once if the goals start coming, if the shots start getting through, I think we're going to start to see maybe the Evan Bouchard that people expected to see after that, you know, the last two playoff runs. We had exceptional playoff runs for this hockey team.
DVD, you look at, you know, Zach Hyman on the third line, and Knobloch said, hey, he's there for the time being. I don't view him as a third line player. You know, it came out, he was hitting everything that moved in Carolina, and then probably reality set in here a little bit. How important do you think it is for Hyman just to get a goal for a guy who's a goal scorer to get going?
Yeah, I think it's really important. And we kind of joked about that the other day when we talked to him at practice. He was shot out of a cannon in his first game. He was so excited to get back. It'd been such a long time. And the legs were there. It was a wrist injury, so he could skate and he can do those things. So, you know, I think the legs are there. But, yeah, he's going to need to kind of get that goal. He's going to need to do the things that he was doing before when it comes to goal scoring, go in the front of the net, get those greasy goals. I don't know how much that injury affected his shot, but I'm sure it must have a little bit. But, you know, now I think it's just a matter of getting the feel of the puck back, getting feel of the game, getting up to speed with the game, knowing where the pockets are. And I think you're right. They are going to kind of work him up the lineup because he's missed a lot of time. Like he's missed, you know, first month of the season, first 6 weeks of the season, I guess. And, you know, missed all of training camp. So he's really kind of lagging behind in the sense that his gameplay is not up to speed. So I think they're going to have to try and get him up to speed. And I think once he does, that's really going to help this hockey team because we all know what Zach Hyman can bring. He's brought obviously a physical element, but this is a guy that, you know, is 2 years removed from scoring 50 goals. So he's a goal scorer, and they need him to score some goals because you can't have McDavid and Drysdale doing all the offense. And obviously Jack Rossovich is picking up his end of the couch as well. So, but you need some of those other guys to kind of get going and kind of chip in offensively.
DVD, lastly, I want to get your thoughts on the Rantanen run of a week. He has two game misconducts. He gets his second embellishment fine. That actually happened on Remembrance Day, but then it came out public, so he gets fined for that. What did you make of the 2 and 3 games for Rantanen and then the subsequent suspension?
Yeah, it's an automatic suspension, I guess, if you get two game misconducts for physical, I guess, violations within the first 41 games or something like that. So he was an automatic one-game suspension. We talked to Glenn Gullickson about that this morning, and we said, you got to kind of rein him in. You got to talk to him. What are you going to do? And he said that he's just such an intense player. He's an emotional player. He plays with his emotions. He goes out there. He's really competitive, and sometimes you're a little blinded by that. If you see a guy's numbers, you got to let up. You can't go through him, and he did that twice, and that's why he's sitting out. But Glenn Gullickson said, listen, we need that emotion from him. We need that leadership from him. Yeah, he had a bad week here. It was a bad week, you know, the way things went. He thought that hit against Coronado, had Coronado not turned back along the boards, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that you can play with emotion, but it's got to be controlled. And you can't play out of control, and you can't let your emotions get the best of you, and you can't be reckless. And I think, you know, we saw in this last week, he was being a little reckless. And to be honest, he's lucky at the one-game suspension, automatic one-game suspension. It could have been worse for both of the hits that he laid out this week. So I just think that, you know, he's a competitive guy, plays with emotion. He has to get fired up to play, and sometimes that just gets the best of you. So I think this will be an opportunity for him to kind of reset and say, okay, you know what, if I see a guy and I see his numbers, I got to just turn away or not drive him through the boards like he did Coronado the other night.
Yeah, 100%. DVD, enjoy the game tonight, buddy.
Sounds good. See you down there.
There you go.